Latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with the very latest on the proposed takeover of Newcastle. A Conservative MP has waded into the debate over the possible takeover, accusing Culture Secretary Oliver Dowden of dodging the issues surrounding the possible Saudi Arabia-led takeover. Newcastle are the subject of a £300 million takeover bid, which, if successful, would result in Saudi Arabia's public investment fund holding an 80% stake in the Magpies. It would be a controversial deal if it is completed due to Saudi Arabia's alleged poor human rights record. And it's understood that the final takeover for the takeover to clear is the Premier League's owners and directors test. Dowden, the Culture Secretary, has told MPs on the Digital Culture, Media and Sport Committee last month that it was a matter for the league and not the government to decide if the deal was appropriate. But Carl McCartney, who's the Conservative MP for Lincoln, has called on his own government to step in and block the deal effectively. He's been quoted as saying Saudi Arabia or its operatives has for years been undermining British football by operating the now notorious pirate broadcaster BOUTQ, McCartney said. And the reason why he's interested is that he's the chair of the all-party parliamentary football club group. He went on to say, the Saudis are in the enviable position of currently not paying anything to watch world-class football, unlike every other country in the free world. If this purchase goes through, he said, not only will they receive their UK football on TV for free, they will also reap the rewards from legitimate rights payers like Sky, BT and beIN Sports, who all pay huge sums for broadcast rights to UK sport and whose money goes directly to grassroots British sport. This, he said, should not be overlooked. Moving away from that and the latest on the takeover to news on the transfer front, plenty of big-name players continue to be linked with moves to Newcastle. If the takeover goes through, Gareth Bale, the former Tottenham man and Real Madrid star, apparently could be allowed to leave the Bernabeu for free this summer. That will, of course, interest Newcastle, who have been heavily linked with the Wales international. Edinson Cavani as well, the Paris Saint-Germain forward, has also been linked with a move to Newcastle. And he has admitted that his future is uncertain. He said he doesn't know what the future holds, with his current contract continuing to run down. He's out of contract in 2021, is Cavani, believed to be a target of Newcastle. Other players linked with the Magpies include Kalidou Koulibaly, the Napoli forward, Napoli defender, sorry, who has also been a target for Liverpool. That's all for now. We'll have more later.